Maybe it wasn't so you were doing it, like it came up.
Right. Okay, so again, let's see your questions again. So briefly, the question, the thing is you have here the Tamei Maskana we have to define. Is again, you need machshavas in general. Malacha needs machshavas. You need intent to be doing the activity. And the question is, if you have intent, malacha hotzah has three parts: your akira, the transfer, and the anacha. The question is, if you don't have intent to be doing the malacha for the akira, and then you change your mind and have a mind for the transfer for the hanafa, so I would think that who cares, you're still okay. Right? Bama is you had no achshava for the rest of it. No. Since you didn't have that intent through the whole thing, it doesn't suffice. Okay, your father. And the question is what's the svara? Okay, now Chaim had a good question, the lashon is a little funny. Because it says Shelo Hoisa Akira Misha Rishona Lakach, that the Akira wasn't Lakach. Lakach means in order to be Motziyat. So your Akira wasn't for the purpose of being Motziyat Misha Rishona. From the on right at the beginning, right? When you picked it up, your Akira was not to be Motziyat. Your Akira was to bring it within the same room. Right? So it says Shelo Akira Misha Rishona Lakach. Akira was not for the right purpose from the beginning. But the question is, it never was. It should have said, Shelo Hoisa Akira Lakach. I mean, Misha Rishona. The Akira was never for that. The Akira took place only once at the Shah Rishona. There was only one Akira. And that Akira was not for the purpose of taking it out. So what does it mean, Shelo Hoisa Akira Misha Rishona Lakach? As if it changes somehow? Right? Right, it should have just said Shaloha, so Akira Lakach. Even though you changed your mind, but your Akira wasn't for that purpose. I mean, of course, Akira is the Shah Rishona, but I mean, it was Misha Rishona. I mean, it never was that. Okay. So that's on the question of what time I was going to. Okay, good. Have to answer it. Okay, so I'm thinking like what Danny's saying. I guess Chaim's also, but let me just give an example. Maybe an example will help illustrate the thing. As a mundane example, like let's say you have like a basketball player, okay, and you say he had like he played a really good game, you know, it's like an all-star performance, you know. You say it was an unbelievable game, it was an all-star performance, right? Right, you can say that such a thing would be said in the context of whatever. You can imagine such a thing being said in the context of highlights or something like that. Okay, now let's assume that the way it worked was, in the first quarter, basically, he played pretty regular. Okay? Normal, you know. And then he just broke out and went on a streak in the second, third, fourth quarter. Scored unbelievable, 80 points, whatever, you know. But the first quarter was just normal, you know. So then the highlight guy is going to say it was an all-star performance, that game. You know, he played an all-star game. So you'd say, but wait a second, that first quarter was not really that all-star. You know, but you'd say, right, you wouldn't object to that. Correct? You don't object to that. Because you'd say it's like a quality, play the game, and you're giving the game's an entity, and you're giving it a quality of being all-star. So since the majority of the game, or whatever, however you work it out, has that quality to it, so you'll say is that it's characterized, it's like you're characterizing the game by the character of all-star via the majority, the major components of it. And that actually characterizes the first part. I mean, it characterizes the whole thing as a unit. I mean, you wouldn't say it's just we're exaggerating. The whole game was an all-star. Not only the last three quarters were all-star. I mean, the game. The game is a unit. And even though at the moment that the first quarter was taking place, it wasn't an all-star game. Right? Like Misha Rishona, it wasn't an all-star game. But it comes back to being that. Right? In other words, the thing becomes defined and qualified as being all-star game by the end, and that qualifies the entire entity. Okay? Fine. Now, let's say, a little less realistic, but let's say a guy plays with one arm. Okay? He plays the game with one arm. Well, the first quarter he plays with two arms. You know, and that... I don't know, then something happened. Okay, so now the question is, so you say that it was... you say it was a one-armed game. You know, would you say that?
Wrong.
Right. You'd say wrong. No, you'd say he played three quarters of the game with one arm. Right? Okay, but you'd say one quarter, he played one quarter, you'd say he was awesome game, even though he played three quarters with only one arm. You wouldn't say it's a one-armed game. Right? So why is that? What's the difference? Right? I mean, an All-Star game also, look, it was only three quarters of an All-Star, but right, what's the difference? He only played with one arm the whole game, but he's an All-Star the whole game. I mean, why? What's the difference? Yeah, okay, so the difference is that, I think the difference is that, we could define it better, but I think it's that, see, an All-Star performance is like a quality, it's like a superrated quality, characteristic which you're giving to the game. That basically, the game is it's a game, and you're saying is that it's you're qualifying it with saying it had a certain character to it of being all star, you know. But there's no such thing as the character of a one armed game. Saying one arm means he did the action with one arm, right? That's what you mean. It means he did the action. It was a certain method of performing the action. Okay, it's a way of performing the action with one arm. And he didn't perform the action with one arm. Well, he only did it for three quarters. I mean, but all star isn't like. It's like a type of action. It's a quality, a superadded characteristic that you're giving to the game. And the characteristic is applying to the game, and therefore the game as a whole could get that characteristic via the majority of the game. But again, when you're saying is like with one arm, I mean, you could use the word one-armed game, but that just sounds funny. What you're really saying is he played, and they wouldn't say it was a one-armed game, or you wouldn't even say it's one-armed three-quarters. You'd say he played three-quarters with one arm. Like, the action was performed with one arm, and you can't say the action of the first quarter was played with one arm, because it wasn't. But again, a characteristic of a superadded quality which you're attaching to the game, you could attach to the game as a whole. I mean, but there's no one-armed game, you're just describing the way in which the action was performed. We'll see. If you still have a question, okay. So let's go to Otsa, okay? So if you don't get the mashal, leave it, okay? So let's go to Malacha. So the question is like this, is that, how do you understand the idea of Malacha Machshavas? Malacha Machshavas. Is it pshat that really Malacha is like a, in a certain sense, is a, like a mechanical activity? Okay? But it's like a mechanical activity which is qualified by Machshava. Whereas Machshava is like a super-added characteristic. That this mechanical activity has to have a quality and a characteristic. You have to apply the characteristic of Machshava to this activity. Okay, or do you say it's not a mechanical activity? It's a different type of an action. It's an action which involves body and das. You know, mind and body. You know, your body and your mind. It's a different type of an action. Okay, it's a different type of an action. Or you say no, it's not a different type of action. The action is action. I mean, it's carrying. But it's that you have to give it a characteristic. You have to apply a characteristic of machshava to the action. Okay, but there's no new kind of action. It's just that it has to be qualified by a characteristic of machshava. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, fine. I'll answer that. So what's the difference? The difference is this case. Because if you say that it's simply a malacha is a physical action, but that action has to be qualified by a characteristic, by machshava. Okay, so you have the other activity is qualified by having machshava. So then you have this three-step process. Okay, Malahotza is a complex activity. It's a three-step process. Okay, this the beginning, the real, I guess, the akira, then the real changing of the reshos, and the kviyas and the new reshos. So if you say is now you have to qualify this process by machshava. So if in the majority in the second, even though you didn't start it with machshava. But if the major component portion of the action is qualified, has machshava, so then it will give the quality of machshava to the process. Because the quality of machshava will apply to the process through this, you're giving it the quality, you're giving it a super, it's like a superadded characteristic which your machshava is applying to it. And now looking back, you'll say, yeah, this process of picking it up and transferring and putting it down was a process of machshava. It's true, in the beginning he didn't know it, but just like the All-Star game, is after the fact, the thing is one process, and the quality of machshava extends to the entity, to the process. Okay, but if you say that that machshavas is not just like a quality, a superadded characteristic, but machshavas is a type of a action, type of an action, okay, is the way in which the action is performed. So then the thing has three steps, akira, transfer, and hanacha. Now, if he didn't have machshava, he wasn't doing akira. Whereas you can't afterwards say that he performed it with machshava, because it's a certain type of an action, and that was a mechanical akira. That wasn't a machshava akira. So if you say that it's a type of a performance, since there are three steps, so they have to all be that type of performance, that type of action. Otherwise, it's a different action. It's not akira. Akira means thinking about the thing and doing akira. And you didn't do that. So if it's a type of a performance, malacha means an action which is done with the corresponding mindset. You can't give the action the corresponding mindset after the fact. So if it's a type of activity, so it has to be Misha Rishona. It means because the activity took place at the beginning and the machshava had to be corresponding to the activity. Again, but if it's just a quality which you're, so to speak, attaching onto the process, the process is the same action. It's a mechanical action. And it is a mechanical process of transferring it. But it has to be qualified by machshava. You have to, so to speak, be machshiv the process by machshiv, like significance, machshiv, by the characteristic of machshava. So then, since it's one process, you could attach that quality to the process, one process as a whole, and you could define the process by the majority. These, maybe not the majority, but the essence of the process. And even though it's not Mishra Rishona, but you could qualify it, so to speak, retroactively. Retroactively, you're qualifying the process, which is a unit. But there's no two. My point is, there's no. Split. It's not exactly my point. I'm saying. My point is that even the akira itself, you could forget the whole process. The akira itself could be defined as having machshava or as not having machshava. Okay, that's what it means. It's at the time at which it's performed, the akira does not have machshava of malacha. The moment at which it's being performed, it does not have that machshava. Whereas the action, if you're just talking about the type of action. While he's doing it, the action, while the guy is doing the thing, it's not machshava. There's no machshava in that action, okay? And therefore, it wasn't that type of action. It was an action. It was a mechanical action. It wasn't a machshavas action. But after the fact, okay, not Misha Rishona, but after the process is completed, the fact that the process was culminated with machshava. So, and not only kalma, whatever, however much of it you need. So then the status, the identity of machshava could inhere in the entire process. Whereas if the idea of machshava is like a superadded identity, designation, so then it will define the whole process via the majority of it. Just like the all-star, you're defining the whole game as an all-star game. Even though at the moment where it was taking place, it wasn't that type of a thing, but it's a characteristic, and the characteristic could apply to the entity via the majority of it. So it is, the akira is, so to speak, lekach. It is for machshavas after the fact, if your concept is like a superadded definition of the process. Right. If that's your concept of machshava. But if your concept of machshavas is, it's a type of a action, it's a way of doing an action, then you don't have that machshava while you're doing the action. So it's not because akira is the first step or the second step or the third step.
You need all of it.
Yeah, not all of it. It's not, Mishra Shona, it doesn't mean akira as opposed to this step or that step. Even the akira itself has to be from the get-go, while it's being performed, it has to be with machshava.
B'shas
Maisa. That's Mishra. Mishra Shona doesn't mean akira is the beginning of the process and as opposed to the end of the process. The akira itself has to be B'shas Maisa. Has to be that because otherwise it's not that. Yeah, otherwise it's a requalification, and that's not the concept of machshavas. Machshavas means the action was done in a manner, and you can't change the way. It's like playing basketball with your arm behind your back. You can't say it was performed with your arm behind your back. It wasn't. That's not the way the activity was performed. So if you're giving a quality, a superadded quality of being excellent or being all-star, then you could say it goes. That's not a form of an action. That's an adjective which you're applying to the entity. So you could apply it to that together with the whole game. You know what I mean? You could apply machshavas to the process as a unit. But if you can't say it was performed with machshavas, if it's a type of an action or a form of performance. It's a type of a performance, so you can't say retroactively it had that. It doesn't work that way. It has to be at that moment. It can't be. It has to be Mishra Rishonah. It has to be that. It was Shas Maisa. The question is, in what manner does... I'm building on from yesterday, because yesterday we showed that what the concept of Machshavas is that Malacha is not just a physical action, but it involves Machshava. It's not just a physical mechanical action, but Malacha involves Machshava. And without Machshava, it's not Malacha. That was the premise from yesterday. But now the question is, in what manner is Machshava involved in Malacha? Is Machshava like a superadded quality that you have to attach to Malacha? Malacha is mechanical, but you have to qualify it by being like a certain chashivos by thinking, by thought. It has to be qualified by thought. So then the Malacha is, but it's the same physical action, you just have to qualify it by thought. So then you qualify it by the end, by the majority, whatever it is. But you don't have to be the entire thing, you qualify the process by most of the process. Right? But if you say that Machshava is introduced in a more central way, in a more fundamental way, which is that it's simply not a mechanical action. It is a human activity which engages the entire human being, engages his body and his mind. And so far as his mind isn't engaged, that's not malacha. It's simply not, he might as well be eating. It has nothing to do with malacha. Right? It's just not what malacha is. So then that akira is worthless. He didn't do akira. That's not akira. That's nothing to do with malacha.
That's
so
all
now,
what?
That's exactly. That's the whole concept of malacha. So it's bringing out the concept of malacha is a different type of human activity. We kind of were thinking like this yesterday. It's, you know, but we didn't have this the question. You know, but it's showing how it's bringing out how integrally involved machshava is in malacha. And so it's called malachas machshavas. Right? That's what it is. It's a action of your machshava. You can't separate the two. You can't look at it as if the action is taking place without machshava. It just has to be qualified. It's not just like a superadded qualification, superadded characteristic that has to be attached to it. It is a new essence. It's a new essence. It's a new essence of it's a new type of an action, as opposed to being the same underlying action just with an added-on feature. It's good that it chooses the case where you change your mind. All you're lacking is the beginning, because it shows you if it had a case where you change your mind at the very end, you say, oh, because it has a quality, but you didn't give it the quality can't exist if you only have the end. But it's showing if you have everything except the beginning, it's still then you would argue if it's just giving it a quality, then that would be enough, because it's just the minimal akira is lacking. But since the idea is not the idea of qualifying it, it's not the idea of giving it a superadded quality. It doesn't matter, you can have as much as you want. But if it's not the entire thing, that's simply not the action. You might as well have not done that. That's basically what it's like. You might as well have not done the Akira. It's like the Akira doesn't exist, because it's not Machshavas, that's not Akira. But if the other way it is Akira, it's just that it's lacking a superadded quality. But since Akira exists as a component of a larger whole, and that whole is given the quality of Machshava, so therefore it will adhere to the entire thing. Retroactive, even to the Akira, because it's part of a larger whole. Okay, so here's the deal. What I want to do for next time, yes, tomorrow, would be to define, do the question now is, why Omei Lekasef, like Rashi, says Lava Midahi. I mean, first thing to define, what's he talking about there? The difference between Omei Lekasef and Omei Lafash. Okay? Well, before we get into the Achron, I think we should just define Rashi in his own right. What does he mean? Okay? I would recommend thinking about it for a little bit before you get to the Achron, you know? You'll cloud your, you know? Just take it on its own right. Let's see. I mean, you know, fine. Then we have here. So there's a few sources. There's the Mishnah Brura, and Reish Samach Vav Sif Katan Yud Ches, and the Shara Tzion. It's also on the Mishnah Brura on the bottom. It's Shim Mem Tas Sif Katan Yud Ches, and you have that's on one side. They agree, and then the Chayei Adam. I think we have Chayei Adams there, over there. It's Simin Nun Dalid, I guess Sif Katan, I don't know however they work out. Sif Beis, I think. Not Sif Katan, I think it's just Sif Beis. Nun Dalid Beis. Okay? So you can look at those and you'll see essentially it's gonna be machlukas rachonim, how exactly you define Nafash and Lekasif. How you draw the lines when it gets to other cases besides for, because not Lafash and Lekasif are only two examples of many reasons why a guy could stop. So the question is, you can have to universalize, and in doing so, you have you end up getting machlokas. So you can look at those.
I was on ideas. The person goes from. Oops.
Wrong button. Stop.